proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue our look at the Book of Lamentations and how it described the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonian armies of King Nebuchadnezzar. In the fourth chapter of Lamentations, the author's narrative contrasted the past glories of the city of Jerusalem with that locale's current degradation. He used an analogy from metallurgy to make that point clear. Quote, "How has the gold become dim? How has the most fine gold changed?" Unquote. The writer of Lamentations added this remark, quote, "The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street." Unquote. Throughout this section of the book, the author of Lamentations employed a number of extended metaphors, using precious stones and metals to signify the value placed upon the Jewish people before their degradation by the Babylonian armies. He wrote about, quote, "the precious sons of Zion," unquote, labeling them as, quote, "fine gold," unquote. He spoke about how the precious sons of Zion had become what he termed earthen pitchers. The Nazarites, described as, quote, "more ruddy in body than rubies," became transformed into coal, as a matter of speaking. The writer of Lamentations also used vivid language to highlight the sufferings experienced by the Jewish people. Quote, "The tongue of the sucking child cleaveth to the roof of his mouth for thirst. The young children ask bread, and no man breaketh it unto them." Unquote. He went on to add that, quote, "they that did feed delicately are desolate in the streets. They that were brought up in scarlet embrace dunghills." Unquote. Famine had become so prevalent throughout the city of Jerusalem that the mothers living in that city actually engaged in cannibalism. The grief-stricken author of Lamentations affirmed that the punishment suffered by the residents of Jerusalem even exceeded the miseries God inflicted upon the citizens of Sodom. While the judgment on Sodom lasted for only a few hours, the suffering of the Jews in Jerusalem lasted for several days. Why did God bring such suffering upon the Jews? The author ascribed that to, quote, "the sins of her prophets and the iniquities of her priests that have shed the blood of the just in the midst of her," unquote. By promoting the sacrificing of children to the Canaanite idol Moloch, amongst other practices, those false teachers which beset the Jewish people morally polluted themselves and brought the Jewish people with them. Therefore, as the writer of Lamentations put it, quote, "the anger of the Lord hath divided them. He will no more regard them," unquote. The writer of Lamentations went on to observe that, quote, "our isles has yet failed us for our vain help. In our watching we have watched for a nation that could not save us," unquote. Perhaps the statement alluded to the Jewish people seeking help from the nation of Egypt. According to Ezekiel chapter 17, King Zedekiah of Judah rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, in sending his representatives to Egypt to make an exchange treaty with Egypt, that the Egyptians might provide horses and people to fight against the Babylonians. Furthermore, the reference in Lamentations to the anointed of the Lord might denote King Josiah of Judah, who was slain in battle against the Egyptians at Megiddo. The fourth chapter of Lamentations concluded with a warning to Edom. God would punish them for their sins. The first chapter of Amos' prophecy contained the condemnation of that nation. Quote, "because he did pursue his brother with the sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever." Unquote. God would punish Edom in its turn. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.